Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone the builders rejected, the same it's become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes, for Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, who are in heaven, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest now thou over all the kingdoms of the heathens? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? In Jesus Christ's holy name, and let his bride say, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And the Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. We'll praise his holy name. I would like to first this morning give thanks to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And also this morning give thanks to you, the few of you that are tuned in this morning, whether that be by radio or internet, for the Bible said many are called, but only a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter therein too, but only a few shall find this true resting place that we hide in Christ Jesus, where the enemy is trying to find us, but he can't get to us, for even if he knew where we were, it's impossible for him to pluck us out of our Father's hand. Oh, praise be to his holy name. And as usual, oh, I love my job. As usual, if you have your Bibles, today the Holy Spirit will make an attempt once again to try to bring you out of the darkness of religion and allow you to come in this true resting place in Christ Jesus as you rest in this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified, which indeed is the way, which indeed is the truth that allows him to grant you eternal life. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Second Chronicles chapter 7. Oh, praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Verse 12, and the Holy Spirit says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I've heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for the house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, there be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there always. And as for thee, thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and commandments, which I have set before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them. And this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passeth by it, so that he shall say, why had the Lord done thus unto this land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshiped them, and served them. Therefore has he brought all of this evil upon them. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Well, we find here in this particular teaching, as the Holy Spirit carries us back into the time of that beautiful temple built by Solomon. The Holy Spirit is carrying us back that we may be able to look ahead. You see, we're told that when Solomon had built this beautiful temple and he was there praying, that there the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the Bible tells us that the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. And the Bible tells us that when the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worship and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endure it forever. The Bible tells us, and then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And at that time, Solomon held a feast, and all the Israel with him, a great congregation before the Lord our God, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days. And the Bible tells us that on the 23rd day of the seventh month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel, his people. The Holy Spirit is showing us that in those two verses, the 14th verse and the 15th verse of this seventh chapter, while this promise was ordinarily given to Solomon regarding the people of Israel, it is certainly applies to all who will call on the Lord in repentance and faith. These verses stand as a high expression of God's love and readiness to hear the prayers of a repentant heart. And we must not forget that God appeared unto Solomon and said unto him, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said unto God, "Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father and hast made me king. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth." And Solomon said, "Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great?" And the Bible tells us God said unto Solomon that wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. And I will give thee riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there be any after thee that have the likeness of your riches. And then the Bible tells us then Solomon prepared to build the temple in the name of the Lord. Then Solomon prepares to build the temple in the name of the Lord. Let them that have ears hear, and let them that can understand, let them understand. And the Bible also says with us that although the glory that filled that temple would leave the temple, and as we know through studying the Bible, that that beautiful temple that Solomon had built was destroyed because of the wickedness of God's people, because of the sin of his people. The Bible tells us that in Ezekiel chapter 10 and verse 18, that before the temple was destroyed, that the glory of the Lord departed that temple. But the good news is it will return to the Millennium Temple as and through his redeemed people, as Ezekiel explained to us in the 43rd chapter, that first through the fifth verse. But however, before that future day, God again tabernacled among his people in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, verse 14 declares, "And who, having secured man's redemption, now he dwells within the believer who has taken into him with union with himself." Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to the 22nd chapter. And the Bible tells us that ultimately all believers will enjoy God's presence throughout all eternity, Revelations chapter 21, verse 2 and 3. Oh, hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit would like you to know that as the glory of the Lord filled both the tabernacle and the temple, so will the Holy Spirit fill you when you believe. When you believe, repent, and be baptize every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, we must believe that we died with Jesus on the cross. We have to carry our cross daily. We have to carry our death around daily by the faith in the cross. Only then are we freed from the power of the sin nature. Romans chapter 6, verse 7,